Report: Representative Ilhan Omar's husband was a business failure in 2025, living off his wife's salary. By Lowell Coffee Law, June 21, 2026. It looks like firebrand Representative Ilhan Omar's DMN husband may be a kept man, a husband who is supported financially by his wife, enabling him to live comfortably without working. The Squad House member's husband, who once valued his venture capital and wine empire at up to $30 million, now claims he is making as little as $200 a year, according to a report Sunday by the New York Post. The avowed socialist legislator reported that husband Tim Minnett, a political consultant, made no income last year from his main business, Rose Lake Capital, according to the lawmaker's newly released 2025 financial disclosure report. As a House member, his wife earns a base salary of $174,000 a year. The only money Minnett, who has nearly two decades of experience in D.C., earned last year is a meager $200 to $1,000 from his defunct California-based wine business EST Crew, which sold bottles such as the Devil's Lie before going belly up in April, according to the Post. The Post scrutinized the disclosure, reporting, Omar claimed the total value of the couple's assets was between $20,000 and $125,000 for 2025, and their credit card and student loan debt hovered between $30,000 and $100,000, putting their net worth at -$80,000 to $95,000, according to the report. The head-scratching financial disclosure comes after the couple in 2024 reported sudden ballooning wealth, from close to nothing to between $5 million and $30 million, sparking intense public scrutiny. The Minnesota representative, as Breitbart News and other outlets reported in April, blamed the report of such massive wealth on an accounting error. Watch, they're complicit, Trump targets Waltz, Omar, Ellison in Minnesota fraud crackdown. But that did not stop the Department of Justice, DOJ, and the House Oversight Committee from launching an investigation into Omar's holdings, particularly as a massive social services fraud scandal involving the large Somali community in her district was generating headlines. The Somali-born Omar filed an amended 2024 financial disclosure in March, listing Minnett's ownership holdings in both businesses as zero. Rose Lake Capital still generated income between $100,000 and $1 million and the wine business between $2,500 and $5,000 that year. According to the amended disclosure, the Post reported, voters see right through the corrupt lies of Ilhan Omar. Republican National Committee spokeswoman Delaney Bomar told the Post, Omar has spent her entire career covering up Democrat-enabled fraud that cost taxpayers billions. So it's no surprise that she would do the same for her husband. Watch, throw her the hell out. Trump says if Ilhan Omar rumors are true, she should be deported. Will Haler, also a Democratic operative, and Minnett, 44, created Rose Lake Capital in 2022. They reportedly met while working for now Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison when he was running for re-election to Congress in 2012. While the House investigation requested records from Minnett's businesses back in February, a report on the findings by the House Oversight Committee has been announced, as well as any results of the DOJ probe. Breitbart News contributor Lowell Caulfield is the author of the New York Times true crime bestseller House of Secrets and 9 other crime novels and nonfiction titles. See LowellCaulfield.com for more.